Hello, everyone, and welcome back to I See Dead Pixels, a show about, well, we don't really know what this is about anymore. This is just kind of a mixed bag. It is your co-host, Colt. With me today, I've got two lovely gentlemen. We're going to start off with the first one. Aaron, how are you doing, buddy?
Doing just fine.
That's good. I thought you weren't going to say anything and just give me a salute. And I was like, well, there goes that. Nick, let's take it over to you, bud. How the heck are you?
Well, look alive, Pixels. I'm doing great. How are you doing, Colt?
I am doing fantastic that I get to sit here and talk to you beautiful gentlemen.
Well,
I think you got a question for us.
Yeah. Thank you.
Are you drinking anything over there?
I am drinking Natural Light.
Oh. Because why not?
Yeah. Aaron, what are you drinking?
Today's sponsor is brought to you by Great Value Purified Drinking Water.
Nice. I'm glad we finally got that sponsor in.
I mean, that's a pretty big sponsor.
It is, man.
I mean, everybody else has, like, you know, Satisfy Grips and, you know, honey and all that shit. Nope, we're Great Value. It is. Great Value. That is the water of the Krakens.
They said you guys need to take a second and drink water, please.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, what, Nick, we'll start with you first. What have you been playing recently, buddy?
Dude, believe it or not, I got dragged back into Animal Crossing. I think we talked about a little bit about it last time. I have been playing quite a bit, getting my crops, getting the Harv's Island set up, going and exploring some islands with Cap'n. It's been super exciting. Other than that, man, we did get Mario Party not too long ago. So my wife and I have played a couple games of that. That's been really fun when it's worked. I tried playing with Aaron and his wife, and
yeah,
it was like before the first round ended, I got disconnected.
Oh yeah,
it was just running bots for him and her, and then us and my wife.
Yeah.
So actually, fun fact about that: who did you guys start the room, or did Aaron make the room?
Nick started the room.
Yeah.
So you guys can actually join back into the room after the next game.
Was it after the next game, like after the next mini game, or?
Yes.
Oh, right on. Well,
so then everyone takes another turn, and then you hop back in.
We went a couple of rounds without realizing it.
Yeah.
And then we were talking about two totally different mini games. We were like, wait, what? And because we had only just started, we just restarted, and we ran, I think we got to like round 14 of 20, and then it happened again. And we were just like, well, that's unfortunate. Let's go to bed and not worry about it. Well, actually, you guys went to bed. Me and Ellie stayed up, of course, and played a game with Cryptic.
Oh, hell yeah.
That game ran just fine. We played a complete 15 rounds. Yeah, I know, right? It's probably the East Coast, West Coast problem.
Probably.
I think that's the biggest problem I have with it so far, is it doesn't tell you, hey, you're disconnected, but just hop back in. It'll take you back to the menu, and then you just go back to like the friends thing, and it shows that the room is still there. I think one of the big things with it is, since it's Mario Party and obviously all the mini games are like time based and whatnot, they probably would rather just kick you if they see a hiccup in the network,
right?
Because they don't want you just sitting there, you know, the game not work, you know, everyone else playing a mini game and you're stuck. So that's probably why they just do like an automatic boot, and that's why it happens so often. Regardless, I'm having a lot of fun with the game as well.
It feels really good when it does like stay connected. Like the mini games are fun. It like feels nice and responsive. Mm-hmm. And also, the second time Ellie and I played together, we played on two separate Switches. So maybe that helped. I don't know. But it was a good time. It's been a good time.
Nice. Aaron, what have you been playing, buddy?
Oh, man, a mixed bag. So I, too, got bit by the Animal Crossing bug. I did a little time traveling, did a little bell earning, and I have all the crops. I have Harv's Island unlocked. I'm halfway into the DLC. Then got back into GTA 3. I really want to go through that game, then do Vice City, then San Andreas, and then a little bit of Shin Megami Tensei. And nice. Finally, Pokemon. So, like, it's, well, so Pokemon and Pokemon. So, like, dark Pokemon and then normal Pokemon. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you like, how are you liking Shin Megami?
Yeah. Like, say it one more time. Work it out.
Nope. Just say SMT5. It saves you right there.
How are you liking SMT5?
SMT5 is, it's actually really good. And it plays like a very adult, Pokemon.
Nice. See, I noticed they have the third one remade on the Switch. I don't know why they don't have the rest of them.
Well, weren't they like PlayStation 2 games?
Yeah, and Atlas was
Pain
transferring games over.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. I myself have been playing a lot of GTA 3 and then playing Far Cry whenever I can. I'm trying to think what else. Oh, I got back into Skyward Sword last week.
Nice. How's that going?
Yeah.
How deep are you?
This is the first game I've ever played. So.
Oh, nice. I haven't played it before either. I don't have it though.
It's all. I'm sure it's going to go on sale here in Black Friday. So.
I'm sure.
Mario Party is good. Whenever
Mario Party good.
Mario Party good.
Monkey good. I mean, I played Donkey Kong, so.
But yeah, other than that, I haven't gotten into any of the N64 games, but I want to.
Oh, I've been playing a couple of those.
How are those running for you guys? I've heard a lot of controversy about that.
So I was playing Star Fox and Mario Kart with Krosov and no hiccups.
Really?
So, I mean, yeah, it ran good. I mean, I noticed it seems like when I went to try to do... Ocarina of Time seemed like there was fog and the right textures where they needed to be, so maybe they shot an update out.
Okay. Yeah, because did you see the way that water looked when it first came out?
Yeah. Dude. I mean, I didn't get really too far into it, but I know like where you start out, there's all the right textures are where they're supposed to be. So
okay, I wonder if the rest of the game's fixed too. Yeah, they must have. I wonder if they put out like a secret patch without really letting anybody know.
Yeah. That's what I was wondering too. But I mean, like, it seems to be running online good. And the controller's sick too, man. I'll tell you that much. Like, it's cool.
You have one of them?
Yeah.
Nice. I'll
wait for it to come back in stock.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, it's worth it.
What did you do Star Fox wise? Did you guys do battles or did you just do co-op?
We just jumped into like a multiplayer game and we're just going after each other. And half of it was just us flying around like through buildings and stuff.
Dude, did you ever get to play co-op with that game, like as kids? Either you
know? No.
Dude, that was the way to play that game. It was a lot of fun.
Oh hell yeah!
Getting two people in and shooting at the same time. I think they added more enemies because the two players as well, so made it a little more difficult.
Oh hell yeah!
Nice.
I love that game. Star Fox is so much fun.
Well, everyone play it.
Right. I don't have it yet, but eventually, one day. One of these days.
Moving into the question segment. Oh. Am I good?
Yeah, you're good.
Are you? Yeah.
Okay, the screen went black for a minute. Moving into the question segment.
Oh.
We got a couple questions, boys. First one is coming from our boy Slacker Monkey. And he asks a very philosophical question that I don't know why he thinks we would be able to answer.
You're right. No, we're a bunch of idiots, by the way, in case you're wondering.
Which, by the way, before I go ahead and continue, you could ask us questions in the Discord. Discord link will be in the show notes. Hop in. Give us your opinions. Have fun. Be great. Anyways.
Smash that like button.
Smash that like button.
Subscribe, y'all.
Slacker said, do you believe there are people on this earth who are pure good, can't be corrupted or pushed to break their own personal moral rules?
I mean, did he never hear of Mother Teresa?
I mean, I'm sure Mother Teresa punched a baby at least.
Oh. Jesus. Yeah, are we pods? I mean,
I don't know about that.
Possible.
I mean,
this is tough. Thanks, Slacker.
Yeah, I'm going to opt out of answering this because I'm a bumbling buffoon.
I think we're all bumbling
buffoons. I think it's
people listen to us.
I think everyone has a price that they're willing to go corrupt for, unfortunately.
I agree. Aaron, but what about you, buddy?
I mean, I think there are people that are generally good. I think once they reach a certain point in their life and they start being affected by their environments around them, that causes them to sway one way or the other. And then you have the wonderful adults we have in the world today.
Yeah. We are just, humans are doing a good job right now. Just batting a thousand.
Yay.
Next question from Slacker. Before we move to the next person to ask questions, he asks, what genre do you want the first big virtual reality MMO to be?
Oh, man.
And by first big, I mean full immersion and big open world exploration. Listen, bring back RuneScape, but in VR.
Man, see, I'm not for it. I'm for, and I will wait because it's actually happening. San Andreas on Oculus. I'll wait. Give me GTA Online, but in VR. Let me run amok through a town and do what I want. I'm all for it.
That would be pretty wild.
The problem is you're gonna have to buy GTA 5 in order to be able to.
I mean, what the hell? Everybody's already bought it 20 times. You know what I mean? By the time it comes out on VR, they'll just, because think about it this way: GTA 5 is the only game that they know how to port correctly.
Take that.
Get into that later. I think I want RuneScape. I just bring it back to our childhood.
I think I kind of agree with Colt, like some sort of like RPG, like fantasy, some sort of like fantasy realm. I think like my mind always goes to Sword Art Online. Of course I don't want to die in real life if I die in the game, but like that type of world, you know, Overlord or, you know, like I enjoy a fantasy realm. I think that'd be really cool. But I mean, I think something like, you know, like a Mass Effect style game, like in VR, that'd be pretty sweet to run through an MMO of that, you know, going from planet to planet, doing quests and looking for crafting materials and stuff like that. I think would be really rad too.
Mm-hmm.
I've got three right now that I've actually played with. Four, I guess you could consider, that Aaron and I played together.
Yeah.
All four. The first one being VR chat, which that is accessible.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Oh, no. I've heard some good things about some of the servers. Like
if you
people have like modded, like Evangelion, Neon Genesis, like the world, like you can walk around that world. Yeah. Of course, you got to deal with like teenagers running around yelling profanity and racism.
Yes, 100%. I experienced that, and it was. Man,
I've heard there are good like servers that you can find. Of course, like with anything. Like, I mean, that's like saying there's some good articles to read on 4chan, you know?
Yeah,
right.
There is some genuinely good stuff out there, but like most of it is a cesspool, like you said. But yeah, anyway, sorry. What were some of those other ones? What was the like fantasy one where you could be like a wizard or a barbarian or a ranger? Didn't you guys play something like that?
Yeah, there's a couple like that.
I remember Orbis. I can't think of the other one's name.
I think that's the one I was thinking of.
Orbis is good, but it's a little bit more simplistic. One that Aaron showed me is more fleshed out.
Yeah.
The problem is there's just not a lot of people. So it's very empty.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I mean, it is kind of a steep like entry point too, though.
Like, right.
And, I think that's definitely something I would look into if I had a VR, but that's the issue is not having.
Well, yeah, well, and it's the VR and then having space to be able to actually Aaron, it looked like you were going to say something before
I'm just trying to find, like, I'm on the Oculus app trying to find what the other ones are and I can't for the life of me, but I mean that's that's ultimately why I don't want to do another like RuneScape type thing, because we've already had I don't know how many of them. Like I'm ready for something different, you know?
I'm a sucker for that stuff. True. Although, to be perfectly honest, could you imagine a VR Pokemon game?
Oh, I'd
that we, be that done. Was like an open RPG like that?
Yeah, I'd be, like, it'd be game over.
That's one of the drums that I keep banging is that Nintendo becomes a... Nintendo programs their IPs for VR.
Yeah, that would be insane.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you could have, they have a kart game on there, which obviously is never going to be as fun as actual Mario Kart.
Right.
Or there's a Legend of Zelda knockoff that's really good, but yeah. If it was actual Legend of Zelda, that'd be great. You know, a Pokemon game would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to because it's not a Nintendo product.
Yeah.
So then my dreams just die. Anyways, moving on to the next one. Our boy Cryptic has two questions as well.
Nice.
And he says, number one, how would you rate this year as far as movies, games, and shows?
I think it's not been a terrible, terrible year. Yeah, there's been some things that haven't been great. But I mean, like, shows-wise, there's been a lot of really good Marvel shows have come out. You got season.
We're still more to come. More to come.
Right, you got season 3 of Doom Patrol, which if you guys haven't watched, I highly, highly suggest. Another thing, Star Wars Visions. Like, there's Marvel and Disney have been putting out a ton of good things. HBO has put out a ton of good mm-hmm. things. I think so far for entertainment this year, it's been a really, really good year. And I think it hasn't been terrible for gaming. I know some people kind of look at the, you know, like the Game Awards and they kind of complain about what's in the Game Awards. But I think, I don't know, I think it says a lot about the year that it could have been worse,
we're,
I think.
We're, there he is. Sorry. I was like, where did he go? We lost him.
But I'm trying to think, like, as far as like was that his next, what was the question, like the how do you think the year was,
how would you rate this year as far as movies, games, and shows?
I'd say, you know, a solid 4 out of 5. You know, it's not the best year, but it's a pretty, like, especially entertainment wise great. I've been watching a lot of good anime, a lot of good, you know, Star Wars, Disney, all kinds of good stuff.
Right.
What about you, Aaron?
I'm in the same, like, you know, movies and TV shows have been great. There's been, you know, countless stuff to watch. Video games, I mean, we're still, I even feel to this day, we're still seeing the effects of all the lockdowns.
Oh,
yes.
I mean, look at Pokemon released, half finished. They had a day one patch that was 4 gigabytes worth of content that should have been there on the cartridge. GTA Trilogy. Released broken as hell. I mean, it's like, why? You don't have to put out a game every year. Shit happens. Like, just delayed. 2021 should have been, hey, look, everything's delayed. Sorry. Don't know what to tell you. Attack your backlog. True. You know?
True. To play devil's advocate, you see people get into outrage about the Halo Infinite pushback and then the whole Cyberpunk issue.
Oh, yeah.
Where obviously that was also kind of that was self-inflicted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, gamers are very, how do I put this? they don't want to wait.
Oh, I absolutely, but I mean,
entitled. You're very entitled.
You also have, so like, you have the general gaming population, and then you have like the small group that like understands everything. Like, yeah, I'd rather play a polished game than one that's total ass.
Right.
I think the only good game that I've played, I mean, I haven't really gotten far into Far Cry, but that started out pretty good too. So like that released fine. Metroid Dread released fine. So it's like right now I've experienced 2 finished games in all of 2021. I mean, I don't know what else came out that wasn't, you know.
And
it Takes Two is
what they did
pretty great.
Oh, it was good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm going to list off the games that like have been voted for Game of the Year, but I mean Resident Evil turned out really great.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't play either of those games. Same with Dread. I think, I mean, once again, yeah, there was like the Halo Infinite thing. We have no information on Zelda right now. I think a lot of people were hoping for 2021 for that.
Apparently at the Game Awards, there's supposed to be some kind of Zelda announcement.
That would be
rumored.
That would be
rumored. Would so, be, yeah.
When is the Game Awards? Is that after Thanksgiving?
I think so. Like December
so
9th okay. or something, maybe, I want to say. 9th yes, or 10th? I don't know. That. Somewhere around there.
Yeah, I... it's tough. I mean, see, the thing that Far Cry did well was Far Cry didn't say a word.
Oh,
until,
yeah.
Until, like, 2 weeks out, they're like, hey, this is now coming. Like, they showed it off in a couple, not even clips, they're just, like, pictures mm-hmm. With, what is his name? Giancarlo, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
And then just went radio silent until it was like, hey, okay, this is out now. Mm-hmm. Like, or, well, you know, here's a release date. You know, and they did it well. Same with Nintendo is very good. Okay, let me rephrase that. Nintendo's like drops that are within a month are always very good because they stayed quiet the entire time mm-hmm. and then let it, you know, let it come out. That's what happened with Metroid. I mean, that came out, what, a month and a half after we saw it?
Yeah, I think it was like 2 months or something like that.
You know, where you see is, Animal Crossing announced like a year out and then it gets delayed.
Yeah.
Same with Legends. Pokemon Legends Arceus, that's not out yet, but they keep talking up a lot of things and now people are casting hate on it. You know, mm-hmm. just stop. Just wait until you like, hey, this is a month out because A, it's going to get people more excited. And B, mm-hmm. there's less people to get, less things to get critiqued on.
I'll be interested to see if Arceus actually releases the date that they're promising.
Same.
February. You know, I think that's what it was February 2022.
I thought it was January.
January.
Yeah. Was it January? Oh, for some reason, I thought it was February. Maybe it was January. You guys are probably right. Once again, I am a buffoon. I did look. The Game Awards is December 9th this year. Oh, nice. So mark your calendars. Nice.
Yeah.
Mark your calendars. We'll have a, I don't know. Do you guys want to hang out in Discord and watch it together? I think we did that last
year. I tried last year and man, it was so hard to like actually hear what the hell was going on because everybody kept talking.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's like I had to turn my TV down to like so it's not flooding everything and I just couldn't hear anything.
Right.
I refuse. The only way I'm watching subtitles is if it's in an anime.
Bro, just pretend it's a video game anime.
Oh my god. Yeah, with Jeff Keighley, that's the worst one. That's the worst one.
Just to add, January 28th is the release date.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay. January. Okay, cool. We'll see if they stick to it. I mean, there's
we'll see what happens.
If anything is going to get announced, it's going to be, it should be soon, but.
Maybe Keighley will work his magic and we'll get Wind Waker on Switch.
Bro.
Oh my god.
I would
moving on.
I'd be excited.
I don't think anyone
we don't need it on 16 consoles, okay?
I've played the first island.
Shut the fuck up, Mr. I just bought the GTA trilogy.
That's a special case. Anyways, Cryptic says, what's your game of the year? True. What's your game of the year / movie of the year?
Oh, man.
That's hard, man.
Yeah.
I mean, so far, I'm going Far Cry 6. It's been that good for me.
What?
I'm going Metroid Dread.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what I've bought so far this year that's been new. Mario Party.
There you go. That's a solid choice.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of like the newer games that I've purchased, but I can't anything off the top of my head.
Did you play any games in 2021?
I mean, I did a lot on stream, but it's been old games, man. It's been Ni No Kuni and Pokemon and we've been playing Stardew for 60 hours.
Forever and a year.
Dude. I'm calling it right now. If No Man's Sky is what was it, like continual game or whatever of the year again. That'd be hilarious. I still haven't gotten bond torque screws or drill bits because I need to take my PlayStation apart and fix the disc drive, so I can't play No Man's Sky. I hope they win continuous game. I have a feeling it's going to be Final Fantasy 14 with this big expansion coming out. Movie of the year so far, man, from what I've seen, I had the most fun with Shang-Chi.
That was very good.
It was very entertaining. I love the martial arts tropes that were in it. I know I've seen go ahead.
I liked everything about it. The one, like, I don't want to say knock because I liked it as well, was Awkwafina playing the same fucking character she plays in every single thing.
I mean, that's Awkwafina, and though. That's like complaining about Michael Cera.
Yeah. And there's points like I really enjoy her, and then it's just over the top where it's like, okay, now I'm tired of this.
Right. I feel it.
Yeah, it's if they just, I don't know. I love the movie. Don't get me wrong. I'm probably going to go for my movie and game of the year. I'll just go ahead and take this lead.
Yeah,
probably going to go Shang-Chi as well. Venom 2 would probably be it, but I haven't seen Venom 2 yet. So there's that.
Sounds like some sort of favoritism. Yeah, I haven't seen it, but this is what I've voted already.
I'm a big fan of Venom, and I'm a big fan of Tom Hardy. So,
well, there you go.
Tom Hardy can suck it, but Venom's pretty cool.
As far as game of the year, I think I'm going to go with Far Cry 6. I've been enjoying it so much. That's it. Aaron, what about you, buddy?
I'm trying to remember what movies I actually watched.
That's the other thing. I'm like, wait, what other movies came out?
I'm like, I have to look up a list of what released.
I remember watching some of those movies that came out on HBO, but Dune and
Suicide Squad. Yeah,
Suicide
Squad was all right.
It was a lot of fun too.
I like the first one a lot more than the second. And we lost Nick for a second.
He's back.
I think, I don't know how to put it. I think that it seemed a little more polished. I think the first one, it kind of lacked, like, you could tell that they went back and they had to change things because of the director change. And that kind of ruined it for me. The second one, dude, it flows nicely. Everything feels like it's supposed to be there. Throw a giant alien starfish at me, I'm gonna love it. So
I liked the cast of the first one a lot more.
I agree with that, actually. I really do. I'm glad that they brought back who they brought back, but there could have been more people. I just feel like even with the Native American guy that they talked about him, and then he just died like instantly. It was like, well, thanks so much for putting him in and making it seem like he was a badass for no reason. Like, I get it,
but he also wasn't in like any of the posters or anything.
He was in one poster. Ellie actually brought this up on a regular basis because at Alamo Draft House he was, and she literally, we walked past the poster the first day it showed up, and she goes, "Oh, he's gonna die because he's not been in any of the trailers." And I was like, "Maybe not." And then it happened, and I was like, "You fucking bastards."
And see, like the whole the beginning of the second one, I was just like, are you serious?
That was pretty, also that was very ridiculous. Just killing off all those guys was pretty great.
And that's the thing, and I wasn't trying to spoil anything, but
sucks.
Like the fact that they rested so heavily on the, for every single commercial, they rested on Pete Davidson, they rested on the werewolf, they rested on all these people. Gave zero, like, what's that,
the YouTube guy, the He poops at the potties, that guy. Yeah, they did the same thing.
They hung their hat on so much of that and didn't show John Cena, didn't show Idris Elba, didn't even really show Margot Robbie. Like, they showed all these other people, and then in the first 10 minutes, they all just die in explosions. And then the whole movie really starts. And it's like, what was the point of this?
Yeah, I'm
mainly frustrated because Captain Boomerang is my favorite in Suicide Squad, dude, and he had his day. One and the second one he didn't, but yeah, I mean
I agree with that. Totally, I completely agree with that, because I love Captain Boomerang and everyone I know shit on Captain Boomerang, and I was like, what are you talking about? He was perfect. He was the perfect Captain Boomerang, like Captain Boomerang from the comics. That's how he that actor did a perfect job with Captain Boomerang, dude. And awesome. Yeah, how they shanked him in the second one, I was like, man, that sucks, because he did a wonderful job. I did really enjoy him.
Aaron, do we need to stall longer?
Yeah, can we keep?
I watched Crazy Rich Asians. That'd be my movie of the year. I don't know if it came out in 2021, but that's my movie of the year. It was funny as hell.
It counts.
At this point, yeah, it's just movies and games we've played.
I didn't really get a chance to watch, like, do too much in 2021 outside of, like, towards the end of the year, unfortunately, due to circumstances way out of my control. So, I mean, I was out of the loop for a lot of movies and games that, if they did come out, you know what, there was that movie when Nick was doing movie nights, the witch and the that was good as shit.
Earwig,
that was good as hell, man. Yeah, there you go, there's my movie of the year.
That was a little girl, right?
Yeah,
it's called
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that one was good. I liked that one a whole lot.
Yeah, that was a ton of fun. I did forget about that. Was this year?
Yeah, that one was very good. It was a lot of questions for that movie, but other than that.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
They left it so open, man.
We need more. Give us more.
Yeah, we need more.
That, and then what was that other movie that you did that made zero sense the entire movie? I can't think of the name.
You're talking about Parasite?
But it was like, no.
Okay.
No. It was like Inception, but in anime.
Oh, that is,
oh, yeah, that one was fucking wild. That was by the same dude who did, Paranoia Agent.
Heck is the name of it. That's going to bug me now.
I remember at one point, we're in the middle of the movie, and it just cuts to, like, the city, and now things are folding in. Yep. And I text Aaron, I was like, do you have any idea what's going on? And he goes, nope, just sitting for the ride. I was like, okay.
Dude, it was a hell of a
Paprika is the name of the
Paprika
movie.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
It was crazy, but that's how Paranoia Agent is, man. You just kind of have to strap in because it's that. Yeah. I'll tell you what, though, there is a TV show I've been watching on HBO Max. It's on the BBC, Ghosts. Not the bullshit American version. Watch the we binged the entire three seasons, man. It is amazing.
Aaron, yeah. Go back and listen to the last episode of our podcast.
Oh, why would I do that? Why would I listen to what
Nick creamed about the show the entire time?
Dude, it's amazing. The American one's gonna suck. There's no way they're gonna make it any better than that.
I think I'm gonna watch it just to see how much I hate it.
It's kind of what I want to do too.
I'm worried that it might be kind of funny.
But we started it on Halloween, and then we just like steamrolled through the first episode, like the first not episode, first season, and then.
Very bingeable.
Oh, yeah, it is. How many seasons are there? There's only three, and they're like seven episodes long, like per season. Yeah. So, Julian and Robin have got to be my favorite characters in that whole thing. I was telling Krosev about it. He's watching it now.
Good.
Yeah.
I can't wait to talk to him about it, too.
Yeah.
Just get all the D&D guys watching
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great, dude. I love the plague people. Like anytime
they yes,
and then yes. Did mm-hmm. you notice who those actors are by chance?
They're all. It's almost all the same people. Yeah. I caught that too because I look at my wife and I go, is that the dude who plays Julian? Is this guy and like is that I can't think of the captain's name, but I'm like, is that him? Yeah. But with like long hair. She's like, yep.
Dude, I didn't.
It's so good. Ellie
definitely was like, Nick, do you realize who those? It was like the Boy Scout leader. She was like, that's the Boy Scout. And I was like,
Pat,
oh my gosh, it is. Yeah, dude,
did you, so you finished it, right?
Oh yeah.
Did you, how about Mary's dream that she had? I had to watch that shit fucking twice because she fell asleep through it. So like I finished it and then she's watching it and like she's laughing because dude's like, oh, and Mary goes, I had a dream. And he goes, oh, strap in everybody. And I'm like, oh God, here we go. She's like, what? And I'm like, just watch. And then they, dude, then the end credit thing, man. Oh my God.
Yeah, dude, they do some wild stuff.
Yeah, it's great. Hilarious. That would be my TV show of the year. Is that?
Yeah, I'm glad that you found that too. I'm very, very happy about it.
You should also watch Succession because that is a fucking anxiety attack. And
that's the one that you were talking about last time, right? With the family business.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, let's get into some news real quick, boys. Segment change.
I love that song. Since we missed Aaron last time, do we want to talk about the whole Metroid emulation? And
stuff? Yeah. Go ahead, Aaron. We're waiting for you, big guy.
Oh, hell yeah.
What do you have?
The emulation king.
I do have a couple points about it.
So are we talking about how, like, essentially Metroid Dread leaked online early? Just like...
I mean, and better.
Yes and no.
Well, I mean...
We can talk about the emulation just in general and, like, what purpose it could serve, too. Like, I'm not going to sit here and advocate for piracy, but also it has its points and its merits.
Because, like, that's kind of where I'm at, man. Like... I mean, that's cool that they did it and they added whatever the hell they wanted to it because they did it with Pokemon. That
right.
came that was online at like
the that was kind 1st of a November.
Yeah, but like, man, I disagree with it because that's straight up fucking stealing. I'm all about playing ROMs and video game preservation. Yeah, when a company decides, hey, we don't want to support Super Mario World anymore. You know, here you go. Like, it's locked away. Good luck playing it. Like, that's what I'm all about. It when you can't physically buy it anymore. But like, when it's the game didn't even release yet, and they're like, "Oh, hey, go ahead and play it." You're fucking stealing. Like, that's not okay with me.
That's basically kind of where I stand with it. 100%. My only like thing I would say for plus for emulation is, you know, once the game released. And you bought it physically.
Oh yeah,
you can still emulate
mm-hmm.
Switch. Like there's Switch emulators out there that work really well, and you can play Metroid Dread at 60 frames per second at 4K.
Oh yeah,
the Switch cannot produce that, and I think that is a benefit. But if you're stealing the game, that's garbage. I totally agree.
Right.
I think emulation does have its merits, and it can be good for like. We were talking about textures and trees on your stream earlier, like how that's what the Pokemon franchise like fans care about is what trees look like. But like if people had taken that and emulated it, they could make that game look gorgeous.
Oh yeah. It's hilarious how like there's people that are, you know, like you and I, they're like, yeah, buy it and then do whatever the hell you want with it.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's people that are like, well, what if I want to try it before I buy it? Like,
go find some rental service.
That's what I mean.
It's still a thing.
Like, I don't know. I think the internet has definitely been Nintendo's biggest issue of 2021. Their online service is a little wonky at best. And then they're going after people for selling their ROMs. Yeah. For games that they don't want to no longer support, and they want to shut down fan services for games they no longer support, but then this happens, and that you don't hear anything from them. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah, and it's tough. I mean, I guess my other question to you, Aaron, is there? Obviously, you said that, which I would agree. If the game can be sold again. Mm-hmm. Or if they stop supporting the game, is there a currently in 2021, is there a console limit that you would stop at?
Man, I don't know. Like I would say Wii U. Cause like I can't go. I mean, so I do physically own a copy of Wind Waker Remastered HD, but I also downloaded it so I can play it because I don't feel like messing with the ton of wires and hooking up my Wii U upstairs. So like I fall into the category. I own it. I'm going to emulate it because I've purchased this. But like if you didn't have a Wii U and you wanted to play just Wind Waker, how are you going to find an affordable copy of that game now? Right. The used game market is atrocious. You can't find anything anymore. So like it goes back to game preservation, but goes back to the whole, if they're not going to support it or you can't buy it, go get it. Go ahead, go find it online and go do what you have to do. But like I said, man, a brand new game, that's a little ridiculous. And the other side of that, look at the GTA trilogy. And I know we're going to be talking about this quite frequently. It's going to come up on almost everything we want to talk about. The Rockstar and Take-Two went after the modders that ported the GTA games to Vita. And they went after them because they reverse engineered the code, fixed what was broken, and then put it on Vita. So they're in a legal battle. The same modders pulled the GTA Definitive Edition trilogy, modded it, fixed all the bugs, all the rain issues, everything that's wrong with that. Now they've gone and fixed it. So how can a modding community fix a company's broken game while they're being sued by said company? Like, at what point do we just say, you know, it's like, oh, dude, I like what you did. You were able to port that to Vita. Why don't you come work for us and actually make some legit cash?
Exactly, dude. That's kind of what I wish like more companies would do with these modders. I mean, Bethesda
did. Yeah, I was just about to say they're doing it. Yeah.
They straight up pulled in some people and said, hey, you did a really good job with some mods. Mm-hmm. Come work for us.
Yeah.
Like that's the pipe dream for every modder. But yeah, that story is wild to me, man. That Take-Two is trying to take down these modders and then putting out crap.
Yeah.
Not letting you get those mm-hmm. other games.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Granted.
And
did you guys hear what they're doing now though for the people that have the game?
Is it like giving them refunds or free games or something?
Already the versions that were already on the markets and stuff, they're giving everybody those versions for free if you have a copy of the trilogy and you hate it. I don't know exactly how it goes about it. I don't know how you can do it for Switch. But they're basically letting like, you know, people on Steam and I think PS, all the PlayStation markets and all that, they get the old games that were on the marketplace already. Which is also kind of ridiculous to me. Like,
mm-hmm.
So they already sell the three games on like the PlayStation market.
They did, yeah. Yes.
They used.
So if you have the Definitive Collection, they're giving you those three as well.
Yeah, the old ones. Yeah. The ones that they took off the marketplace.
Because mm-hmm. you used to be able to buy those individual. So like before they took them all down, I re-downloaded the three of them on my PlayStation because I'm like, why take them down? Okay. They're like legacy titles.
Okay, got it. All right, now I'm on the same page. Yeah, so anyways, I like you guys were saying, I am in 100% agreeance. I think the big problem I have is the people who do it for the clout or for the Twitter likes.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, you know, earlier this month, people are already posting like Pokemon,
yeah.
You know, and it's like, what the fuck? Like, come on. Really? Like you're going to, and they're like showing things off. And it's like, I wanted to kind of find that myself. Like at what point is it, this is okay and I have to just stay off of Twitter for what, 2 months? Like,
yeah,
where is the line drawn? Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, my thing is, why is it only Nintendo games get pulled early and not PlayStation or Xbox? You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure if you have a way to get Nintendo games, you have a way to get PlayStation games. You have a way to get Microsoft games or Xbox games.
I don't know if it's just like the Nintendo community is more reactionary. I don't know. But you're right. I mean, they don't do the same thing with PlayStation or Xbox games.
Oh, so,
I don't know.
And like you said, if you're trying to, like, I guarantee Breath of the Wild 2 is going to get leaked online early. People are going to start showing things off. And it's like, I've been trying to live spoiler free for my video games. So it's like you said, if something gets leaked, if I hear, oh, it's been leaked. Yep. No, I'm not going on Twitter or anything because I don't want to deal with it.
Right. I mean, how many people's uncles work at Nintendo?
You know, like that's what I want to know.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm.
Regardless, moving on. I want to go through the list of the Game of the Year or the Game Awards, I should say.
Cool.
Because I find something kind of interesting. And this will go back to what Aaron was mentioning earlier about how he doesn't really remember any games that came out or movies. For a different reason, obviously. But regardless, let's hop into it really quick. Game of the Year, the nominees. That's recognized a game that delivers the absolute best experience across all creative and technical fields. So the best of the best games. They're beautiful. They play beautiful, etc. We have got the GOAT of all games, Deathloop. After that, we've got It Takes Two, which is quite good as well. Metroid Dread, Psychonauts 2, Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart, Resident Evil Village. Really quick, my opinion on these, and I would like to your guys' opinion as well. I don't know why Psychonauts 2 is on here.
Really?
Did
you play it?
I played Psychonauts 1. I haven't played 2, but okay, I guess from... Let me reword that.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's on the 2021 Game of the Year Awards. Because it's only, what, like less than a month old at this point?
Psychonauts 2 came out during summer.
Wasn't it in June?
Yeah, that was around E3, yeah.
Yeah, I was still in Omaha for sure when it came out.
Oh, I definitely thought it was a lot sooner. Okay, so then never mind. Well, screw that.
Well, Deathloop is the earliest, or Metroid Dread, I guess, would be the
latest game. Yeah.
But
right, which obviously you're gonna have a Nintendo game on there. It makes sense.
That's every year, Metroid. Not every year.
It Takes Two, I think, should be the game that gets it. If you haven't played that, ladies and gentlemen, please go play that. Especially if you have a significant other to play it with.
Mm-hmm. It's one that I should read that story. I know you shared some of it with LT, Aaron, but...
Yeah, and the other nice thing is it's the most accessible game. Like, if I want to play with either of you two, I own a copy. If you don't, it runs off of my machine.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that for all platforms. So, like, if you...
So, I would probably need a PS5 to play with you, though.
No, just the PlayStation. Just your PS4.
Oh, you would need the console. Oh. You PlayStation console, I should say.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. That's rad.
Or Xbox, you would need the Xbox.
Right.
Or Xbox, the PC, what have you. But yeah, it's like the most accessible game. So
that's really cool. Wow, yeah, actually.
That
kind of changes my opinion. I think you're right. I think that should definitely win it. Just for that alone.
It's definitely a great story. It's definitely not a story I didn't watch any of the trailers, so I guess I can't really
comment on those.
But it's not a story that I was expecting. Yes. Exactly. I am almost done with it. My girlfriend flies in Tuesday, so gonna be playing that this weekend.
Nice.
Deathloop is an interesting pick for me, mainly because not a lot of people like Deathloop. I mean, we had a whole recording, of issues with Deathloop. I personally enjoyed it. I think it's great. I didn't think a lot of people did, or got the amount of people or got the amount of likes that it warrant a Game of the Year. Like, I feel like, and again, I love the game. I feel like there's other games that would have made more sense. I feel like this is such a interesting addition.
I think it's a controversial one for sure.
You know, the things I've heard is the ending, I guess, is very terrible for Deathloop. People were expecting one thing and they got another, and they're like, this game kind of was lackluster, even though these are the same people that are like, yo, this game's great, I love the multiplayer aspect, blah, blah, blah. They hit the ending and they're like, this is what you're giving me?
To be fair, that is the whole point of Deathloop, if you haven't played it.
That's what I mean. Like, that's the
entire game is Groundhog Day. Right. So you would think that they would do that. Anyways, kind of interesting that Cyberpunk isn't on this list. But,
people would riot if that was on that list. Are you kidding
me? I mean,
Resident Evil Village, I find kind of interesting because I feel like that kind of came and went within the month that it, like a Resident Evil game, you know, like there's not a lot of replayability or, you know, to that. You saw on Twitter for about a month or a month and a half, maybe 2 months, of a tall vampire woman, and then it
mommy.
Was gone.
What?
Right.
Oh, what?
Yes.
My. Mommy. I mean, what?
Mommy.
I mean, what?
Not my mommy.
Last one. And I
give me Samus all day. You guys can have tall vampire chick. I want Samus.
Hey, I'm not okay, all right? That's an emo. We emo's know. Best dream. Are you kidding me?
I'm emo, and that was my best my dream.
Last thing that I wanted to touch on, and then I'll push it over to you two. And Aaron, I actually kind of want you to start this off. Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart. Now, I haven't played it yet. I want to buy it, but that's kind of an interesting pick.
Did you?
I know you played it because I watched you stream it.
Yeah.
How did you stream that? Oh, right on here.
So I have the Game Awards up here. Are you looking at Game of the Year?
Yeah, Game of the Year right now. And then I was going to go down the list.
Okay. So Ratchet & Clank, it's a good game. It's visually good. It's still a Ratchet & Clank game. I mean, it's the same story. You have to go chase down the villain and find your missing people. And then once you find them, you beat the guy, and then it's over.
So what did you enjoy more, Ratchet & Clank or Little Big Planet? Because that's kind of the thing that I'm wondering is, why wasn't Little Big Planet?
I know, that's what I'm wondering too. And I enjoyed Little Big Planet just for the fact I could play with my wife. Or anybody. I mean, you could get like, I think, a group of four and just go run right through Little Big Planet.
Okay.
Well, and I guess, you know, if they didn't have It Takes Two, it would probably
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But anyways, what are your guys' opinions on this list so far? Or on this list, I should say.
Well, I know you're not supposed to say what you voted for, but I want Metroid.
You're not supposed to say what you voted for?
Apparently. I mean, that's not how voting works. You're not supposed to say who you voted for. It's supposed to be a mystery.
That's presently. That's legal.
That's lit.
This is
this is the Keeleys.
We do what we want.
We do.
Yeah, the Keeleys.
Yeah, I mean, I voted Dread on this, man. I voted Dread.
Okay. 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 Why?
Excuse me.
I guess why Dread over the other two that you played? Like, why did you vote Dread over It Takes Two and Ratchet and Clank?
It Takes Two was...
Which is really interesting, really quick, because I vividly remember...
I hated that game.
The first time Metroid Dread came out, you hated it.
Hated it.
So I guess, what changed your mind to make this game of the year?
It Takes Two is fun. It's a fun co-op game. It's kind of chill, kind of like, you know, kind of... Some parts are really visually appealing. Some parts are really, like... I don't want to say hard, but like you have to figure out the patterns and blah blah blah, like a normal video game. Ratchet and Clank was cool. It looked good, but wasn't really anything crazy. Psychonauts 2 was an awesome game. Dread, man, it was one of those things. Like my prior entry into Metroid was Fusion, and before that it was Prime Hunters. So that was like my first Metroid game. It was very frustrating to figure out what to do, where to go, which, yeah, that's Metroid. But like after I started to get more moves and things became more fluid, it to like slide and then jump into a ball and like melee the dude and kill him, man. It was cool. It looks great. Looks great. The sounds in that are great. The character design, everything. I mean, that was a great game.
I will say, for such a simple, I guess not simplistic, but for such a simple like 2D space. It looks absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nick, what about you, buddy?
Well, unfortunately, I haven't played a single lick of any of those games.
All right, moving on.
I got opinions. I see what the internet's saying. I see what my friends are doing. I've watched people play some of those games. I once again, yeah, I think Deathloop is a really interesting choice, and same with Ratchet and Clank. From my understanding, like, yeah, most people really like Ratchet and Clank, but does it really deserve the game of the year? Same with Psychonauts. I think that's kind of a weird choice. I think I love Psychonauts.
I think Psychonauts was on that was nominated because of the Psychonauts fandom.
Probably.
Oh, absolutely. Fandom, like,
I mean, well, it is Psychonauts 1 is a very good game. Like I said, I haven't played 2 yet. Psychonauts 1 is a very, very good game that people have been wanting Psychonauts 2 forever.
Ages, my guy. Ages. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if people vote against Psychonauts 2 specifically for the controversy of them making the the super easy mode or whatever. I don't know if you guys saw when that came out, they made like basically a story mode the Fallen Order. They were like accessibility, like gaming is for everyone. Why not have a story mode or an easy mode? Mm-hmm. And they like tweeted out that gaming's for everyone and every game should have some sort of easy mode. And the internet went wild and like blew up on them. So I wouldn't be surprised if they like that gets hate voted against.
And that's weird to me because I know at least Aaron, you played Fallen Order. Nick, I don't know if you did.
Yeah, I beat it.
Fucking difficult.
The second highest.
It is extremely hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I specifically
want to get back into it. I want to go to the story mode.
Yeah. I hate the elitism specifically. This is at you, Souls fans. I hate the how superior they feel because they can beat a game that's unbelievably difficult. That is insane to me. But that being said, I'm not that way. I beat a Fallen Order on the second highest difficulty. And it is that's a hard damn game. Like even on normal, that's pretty difficult. I watched Ellie play a lot of it.
It's all parrying.
Yeah, it's 100% parrying. Blocking, you have to be, your timing has to be well. Same with Ghost of Tsushima, man. That game's hard.
It is.
In a different way, and that game is all parrying. And I think I've heard a lot of people say that, like, in order to really make it a challenge, you have to go to the one hit difficulty, where every single hit is a kill immediately. You don't have like a health bar. It's just as soon as you're touched, you're dead.
No, Jesus.
I'm playing that at, or I was playing that at the second highest difficulty, and it's a difficult game, but it's also like I enjoy the dopamine rush of finally getting past that boss that I've been fighting for an hour and a half, like finally beating him and getting past it. That's great. That being said, I don't think you guys go ahead.
Technically, did Ellie do that for you?
No. Oh no. She asked. She asked if she could do it for me, and I was like, "No, I'm fucking doing this." And I sat there for another like 20 minutes and finally beat it. She walked away at that point because she had watched me do it for like an hour or something like that. It took me a long time to get past. It was the ninth sister. She was insanely difficult. I think it was the ninth sister. The yellow skinned kind of like ogre-ish one. I don't know if you guys remember.
I'm gonna be honest, still on the first planet, so I have no clue what you're talking about.
Yeah, cool. I think I made it to like the third planet in that game.
Yeah. And so that's what I'm saying too, is like I think everybody should play the game the way that they can enjoy it. And it sucks to see like so much of the toxic Twitter and gaming community be like, no, it has to, you can, if you don't beat it on the most difficult, you didn't play the game. Fuck off with that, dude. That's so dumb.
Right.
That being said, I think that Metroid Dread and or now that we talked about it, It Takes Two should honestly take it just for that one feature that I could play with Aaron, even though I don't own the game. That's my thing. I think that's great.
Nice. So my just behind the baseball or back behind baseball, I don't know what it's, I forgot the saying. Inside baseball.
I was back behind baseball. What kind of baseball are you playing?
Backyard baseball.
I was going to go through the entire list of all the awards, and now I'm looking at all the awards.
There's so many.
Wow, yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot.
Just tell me, one I want to know is the like continued game or whatever.
Oh, I was just going to say that one.
Yeah, yeah. What? Who's nominated for that?
It's not on there.
Damn. Who is that?
So who's on there is, and I just lost it. I'm definitely not stalling and filling in space. I have all the games right in.
Well, hey, let me bring one up then while you're finding it. Here.
Go ahead.
So best role-playing game, okay? You have Cyberpunk 2077, Monster Hunter Rise, Scarlet Nexus, SMT 5, and Tales of Arise.
Really? Yeah. SMT 5 got in there?
How is SMT 5 on there?
It's a good game.
I guess it came out before November. Mm. Or it came out before the end of November.
It came out November 12th.
End of November.
It wasn't November
12th. I thought the cutoff was sometime in November.
I think it's like November.
Must be November 13th.
What's the start of the third fiscal period?
Oh, I have no idea.
Must be 13th. I think that's when it is. I'm not 100% certain, but there is a cutoff. But, I'm surprised they made it.
Can I just ask why the hell is Cyberpunk on here?
I'm voting for it.
It's one of the only RPGs that really came out that was.
Yeah, there's not a lot of RPGs that came out.
You had Monster Hunter Rise, Scarlet Nexus, Tales of Arise. I mean.
Oh, trust me. I don't think.
That doesn't mean that it's going to win.
No, I don't think it's going to win. Just like Psychonauts.
Please. It's definitely going to win because it's on here. It's on. It got nominated for Best Music.
Yeah, I just saw that too, and I was.
Like,
I didn't realize that. That's nutty.
Yeah.
That's nutty.
couldn't give you an answer. I hope they fix it more. Anyways, that's ongoing game. Because I'd love to play that. I just don't want my PS5 to catch on fire.
Same. I'll wait till in 2 years when they bring out the next gen or current gen version.
Yep. Anyways, best ongoing game. We have Apex Legends, Call of Duty Warzone, Final Fantasy 14, Fortnite, and Genshin Impact.
Yeah, no. Final Fantasy 14 is going to win that for sure.
Yeah, I mean,
They just put out a massive.
I definitely voted Apex Warzone Legends might win because fuck Call of Duty.
I like it.
I hate you guys.
Yes, I agree. I just, yeah.
I mean, that's something else I'd like to talk about after we're done with this is the whole Activision. Yeah.
I think I think we really should touch on it.
I will. Yeah, definitely. Really quick, I'm not going to go through all of them, but the big thing that I've noticed is Deathloop, It Takes Two, Psychonauts 2, and Ratchet & Clank are on nearly every single category.
Well,
wow.
They have Game of the Year, they have Best Game Direction, Best Narrative, Best Art Direction, not Best Music and Score, Best Audio Design, though. Which I don't, it doesn't matter. Best Performance has two of them, two actors. Games for Impact doesn't have it. Obviously, Ongoing Game doesn't. Best Indie Game doesn't. Kenna is on there on both, which I. But yeah, that's kind of. Oh, real quick. Best Community Support has No Man's Sky.
There you go.
Cool. There it is. I would be surprised if they don't win it, honestly.
But anyways, yeah, it seems like all of them are in Far Cry 6, best action game. All right, perfect. But yes, they're in like everything. Well, best action adventure game, they're all in there. And same with Metroid. Like, we're using the same six, and that kind of goes back to what you were talking about, how there's not really a lot of games that came out this year. We're reusing the same games for every single freaking...
It kind of feels that way every year, or at least last year it kind of felt that way too. where there was just the same things were getting nominated for different reasons.
I mean, you have
I mean, if a heavy story direction also has really good sound design, then yeah, I guess. Because look at Last of Us 2. It got nominated for like, what, 8 different categories or something like that? It got nominated for a ton of different categories, including best like art direction, best sound, game of the year, all that stuff. So, I mean, it kind of happens every year.
I mean,
okay, go ahead. Sorry,
you figure it's not the people that are nominating these are just the big press outlets. That's it. It's not actual gamers. Our vote counts like 10%. Everything else is Keeley and his cronies, man. I mean, that's it.
Very good point.
That's a good band name.
Keeley and the cronies.
Very good point.
Yeah,
I agree with that. Here's my problem that I don't understand make any sense. I mean, it makes sense, but not really. Why do we have 10 of these awards? Our content creator of the year. Great. Why do I care?
Yep, I agree.
Which makes a little bit sense. Best esports athlete doesn't.
Yeah, none of the esports stuff does for me.
Fair. Hold on, Nick, before you say that.
Yeah,
fair.
Go ahead.
Fair. Best esports coach. Hold on.
Is there a team?
Esports event. Best esports event.
That's a weird one. That is a weird
one. So you could vote for the 2021 League of Legends World Championship versus the Valorant Champions Tour Stage 2 Masters.
LOL is going to win that for sure.
I mean, let me ask you this.
Esports game is fine. Two more. Hold on. Two more.
Yeah.
Best esports team. Judged how?
Yeah, that's a weird one.
Finally.
Money made.
Finally. And this one is just the real kicker because I don't understand the reasoning. Most anticipated game. That's just game of the year 2022. Like, what is.
Yeah.
And it's Elden. It's Elden Ring, God of War Ragnarok, Horizon Forbidden West, the sequel to Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. They don't even have a name for it yet, but they think it's going to be the most anticipated game. And Starfield. What is this? Why do we need these 10 categories?
I agree. And like my thing is with the whole esports, do you guys watch esports? Do you go out of your way to watch esports events? Do you follow teams as much as you do for hockey or football or baseball?
Yes.
So I have.
Yes, I do.
Because I don't follow either of them very well.
Fair enough. I follow teams on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I'll watch when I can. But the problem is, and this has been the biggest problem for esports. And if esports really wants to boom, they need to figure this out. They need to get on TV.
That's my point. That's my point. I don't give a shit about esports because I don't know where to find them. I don't have enough
ESPN
time.
ESPN 3.
ESPN
3 has been showing it for like 8 years. I'm not kidding you.
Right.
Yeah.
ESPN the Ocho has it going.
That's what I mean.
Right after competitive
midget toss. That's the thing. Like for me, like my 2021 was extremely busy. If I couldn't find it readily available on my phone, I couldn't watch it. Or if it wasn't on TV, I couldn't watch it. What's the biggest network that just came back out and back online or on air? G4 TV. G4 TV is trying to make esports a thing. Any event, they're trying to be like, yo, watch it here.
G4.
And I mean, that's my issue. I don't know who half of these jokers are. Why do I care? They're the best player at League of fucking Legends. I don't give a shit. I don't give a goddamn. I don't play that game. Why do I care?
So do you guys care about content creator of the year?
Hell no. Because why should I care about who the best content creator is? Because from the time these nominees go up to the actual showcase, there's going to be another glow up of a content creator that's probably better than whoever the hell Dream Fusel Galls, whoever the hell you say his friggin' name.
Let the Minecraft stands hear that.
Like, hell with them too, man. They can eat a fat one too. I don't give a shit. Cancel me. I don't care.
We're canceled.
Like, I don't give a shit.
And that's the big problem, and that's I completely agree with Aaron. Is it is so volatile that the new Kitsune Bites could boom tomorrow, and now he should be like, that doesn't make any sense. Kitsune, why are you seeing one of the year? Yeah, so go to hop on YouTube and go to Kitsune Bites or twitch.tv. Anyways, link will be in the show notes. Anyways, it's so volatile. Like, it's like saying, do you want to vote for Bitcoin to be the fucking currency of the year? Like, it doesn't make sense. Shiba coin. Like, what do you want to do?
No, I do agree to a degree. I agree.
I'm sure it's great when they win, and that's fantastic. But at the same time, it's like,
why does it matter?
To put it in a nice way, and I don't mean it like this, but who cares?
That's where I'm at. Here's the other thing: these are the video games.
$9 million you won for or you got from YouTube, and just go. Like
this, look, but hold on. What's the title of these stupid awards? The video game awards, not content creator of the year awards.
Right.
Those content creators do play video
games. One of them's a friggin' doodle. Why do I care about
that's the thing?
About a doodle?
Okay, so do you care that G4 hired a VTuber?
That's cool, man. G4 has money, man. If I had $1 billion, I'd hire people too.
So does Dream. Dream has money too.
You know what I mean? So
what I think is we are not the crowd that this is aimed for.
Not at all. Not at all.
Especially the Zoomer.
Well, no, that's not the problem. The problem is we're jaded because we didn't make the list. But
that too. Yeah, I see Dead Pixels on the list or Damsel and Dragons.
Those
Colton, the series of numbers, ISDP.
Series of numbers.
I don't see any of us on here.
I think the reason I wasn't on there was the long break that I had. You know,
I wasn't on there
because maybe if you didn't move states, Dick.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of hot takes that probably get me taken off the air. That's probably why I'm not on there.
We'll just make you the video game version of Alex Jones.
Turning the freaking frog skis.
I mean, here's my thing. I mean, if it's content creator of the year, and the description is for a streamer or content creator who has made an important or positive impact on the community in 2021, what is this community you speak of? Because I don't see RTU on here. I don't see Review Tech USA on here. That man has hotter takes than Colt does. I want to see him on there. Like, where's he at? Where's Wolf Den? Where's Colt's Papa Bear?
I'm really interested to see
the one dude from New York that I can't think of his Wolf RGT85.
Oh, RGT85, he's good too. I mean, where are they at? Like,
I'd be very interested to see like what the parameters are for like who gets this.
That's the other thing.
Because it's probably people who have hundreds of thousands of views on Twitch. They're bringing in, you know, $1 million plus a year.
They're fluffing Keely in the back room.
Exactly. No, then that's kind of the problem is it's all people that have way too much money. I even brought this up to Ellie not too long ago. I'm trying to keep this serious. I did bring this up to Ellie, though. I was like, I don't know who any of these content
creators are. No, it's a joke.
Dream I kind of understand, but I've never watched a single bit of their content. And I consume a lot of content on the internet right now. Granted, most of these people have less than 500 followers on Twitch or, you know, less than half a million subscribers on YouTube. Like, I don't follow the big popular things. And that's the problem is Jeff Keighley's Game Awards for that aspect are the most popular thing.
But see,
the biggest people then, in that space.
So, and the other thing though is, whoever wins, are you going to check them out?
No,
exactly. I'm not.
With Valkyrie, yeah. I did start like finding an interest.
I think she's different.
I totally agree.
100%. I definitely think it goes with the whole we're not the demographic. We're not in high school sitting at home. Have exactly. Nothing to do but play video games and surf Twitch. That's not, we are not the demographic at all.
And I will say, as far as esports goes too, I think that's another thing that they're trying so hard to get that into the popular zeitgeist.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so we're talking about it. I will be honest, when Overwatch League first came out, that first year and a half, maybe 2 years, I was pretty, like, I would watch games The problem here is most of these esports are on Twitch. But so during the Super Bowl, the Overwatch League had a game. No, sorry, it wasn't during the Super Bowl. It was during Thursday night. It was the first Thursday night football game of the year when the Overwatch League launched. I think it was 2018. No, it was 2017. Maybe even 2016, whatever. Anyways, that first Thursday night football.
What about 2015?
No, it definitely wasn't 2015. But I'm probably wrong. But anyways, that first Thursday night football game had less viewers on NBC or whatever it was airing on, because it was a basic cable channel for the first Thursday night game.
Yeah.
The Overwatch League had more viewers than that football game did.
To play devil's advocate, there was also a lot of controversy going around the NFL at that point.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot of bullshit.
The thing
about someone doing what he did.
Right.
Oh, I mean, like for me, esports, man, I know there's an esports team here. I don't know what the hell they play, but it's here, and they've gone to like pretty far in whatever the hell they're in.
It's entertaining if you understand what's going on. Like I enjoy 100%. Watching Smite esports. Smite esports is fun as fuck. Overwatch League used to be fun as fuck until everything happened with Activision. Even before this, like the whole Taiwan thing, I was pretty.
100%.
Well, Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. I'm pretty upset about.
Let me hit you with that's this. Why I stopped.
But anyways, go ahead.
What deems a game to be considered an esport? Because I still don't know what the hell League of Legends is. Why aren't we seeing NHL 2022 as an esport?
That is the big thing.
The viewers.
Why not? Here's the point I'm going to make, and this is what I was trying to say last year. Was he could or they could have, when everything shut down and no sports were playing, nothing happened. What they could have done perfectly is if they had the Golden Knights esports team and the Pittsburgh Penguins esports team and the Golden State Warriors esports team, and they could have just like had a official team. Like I don't know why. And I think the Utah Jazz has an official.
I think the Bulls team, have one too.
I think the Bulls do too. Yeah. But anyways,
professional sports owners that own esports games,
they could have easily had those teams and play NBA 2K20 and NHL 20 and MLB, like, and just aired that, because at that point, the average person, my dad is not going to watch video games. Okay, he's never going to. But if there's no winter right now, there's no baseball going. If the San Francisco Giants has a team of four people, five people, whatever. And I think this is also a little bit, now that I'm kind of talking at the same time, it's a little bit more difficult with sports games because it's just one person playing versus Valorant. There's five or whatever. Well, regardless, you could have done sports games. Like you could have done games and aired them and just had it, you know.
What about Mario Kart? Why don't we have a Mario Kart esport?
Because so it's the same reason
Mario Kart is a lot more fun to play than it is to watch.
It's the same reason that fighting, like competitive fighting tournaments, don't showcase Smash as much. No one cares about sports games. No one cares about Mario Kart. They care about the team-based competitive strategy games. They care about Street Fighter. They care about Mortal Kombat. Like, granted, like Smash does have a place in the bigger competitive like esports, like the fighting game communities and stuff. But most people look at Smash like it's a baby game because of the combos and how it's not tied in the same way with other fighting games and how they interact with the way that they, you know, the rock paper scissors of all of the games. Same with like, dude, G4 Tech TV used to show competitive Madden all the time. 2011, 2012, 2013, they showed the Madden competitions, the championships. Why they don't show them anymore? Because like what you said, it is one person versus one person. I guess you could argue that fighting game shouldn't be as big as it is now either. But I think people care less about competitive sports video games as they do competitive shooter video games, like Counter-Strike, like Overwatch, like Valorant, you know what I mean? And like League of Legends. It's just, it caters to a wider audience because we also, a lot of these esports teams cater to the world, not just America. And
right.
MOBAs are huge in Asia and Europe and you know, the rest of the countries. So like, I think that's really why esports are as popular as they are too, is because it is more worldwide than it is America based, because these sports games, with the exception of, I guess baseball does have Canada teams, and same with hockey and basketball, but for the most part, no one cares about American football.
Well, then why don't we see a FIFA esport then?
You're not wrong.
Why don't we see a Forza not Horizon game, like a racing game that way? What about Gran Turismo? You know what I mean? Why aren't we seeing those?
Competitive racing, I think, is another one that people just don't care about. Same with like competitive soccer games. I think they want to see, I guess racing would be a fast paced, interesting thing. I don't know why that stuff isn't as popular. And I guess if you guys want to talk about it, like in Discord, or you want to talk to us about it, like I would love to hear other people's opinions about this than just,
yes, I would love opinions.
Because well, I too am confused. Like, I think racing, you're right. I think a competitive Forza or competitive Turismo would probably pull in viewers, right?
So racing in general is more popular outside of the United States. 100%. In Europe and Asia, it's popular. People love them. Yeah. Some formula stuff, all that. They love it. But over here, it's like, if it's not NASCAR, nobody cares.
Right. Or like local derbies.
So yeah, you know what I mean? But I don't know. Like there's plenty of other games that you could make team-based. There's plenty of other games you could make good sportsman content, I guess. And it's like, why stick to only this specific genre? Why don't we branch out? Maybe then you'll pull more people in. You could make it more mainstream.
I think it's because it is the safe bet. I think that's really what it is. It's a safe bet. I mean, the Overwatch League had something like $2 billion dumped into it. They're the owner of the Patriots and the owner of the Dallas Mavericks own Overwatch League teams. Like, they pumped in money into that league, and it showed for the first couple of years. I don't know how it's doing anymore because I stopped paying attention, but
yeah,
I think that's where we are split from the vast majority, because we don't really care about those. I mean, I said I do care a little bit, but I would much rather see more interesting things in esports, like you're saying. I would much rather see some cool racing games, some FIFA, you know, what, like, because FIFA you can do, is it 4v4?
That's how it is in the NHL games too. You can do 4v4. So I mean, you could technically have a team. I think it's like that in NBA 2K. You can do 4v4.
For sure. Well, there's even like competitive Pokemon. Like, that's not even as popular as some of these other things are that most of us don't care about. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it's just definitely, it's the safe bet. Shooters are going to always draw in the casual gamers, especially. It's going to draw those guys in a little easier, because most, and that's such a dumb term as well. Like, most people who don't really play video games the way that we play video games, they like the Call of Duties. They like the Overwatches. They like, I point gun, I shoot it, it's cool. Mm-hmm. I want to watch people at a high level also do that. I think that's really like, it's a generational gap at this point, because like, they're definitely out ranking us at this point.
Wow.
Sorry to get all boomer on you guys, but here we are.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, well.
That's you guys have anything you want to talk about, or
Do we want to get into some super depressing stuff with Activision?
I mean, yeah, might as well just hit with Activision. So the last thing I heard was that Bobby Kotick has been asked to be removed, and the board of directors said nah. And then Sony and Microsoft, both of the heads of those companies, said, yeah, we're going to start distancing ourselves from Activision. We and I mean, that's pretty bad.
huge.
Mm-hmm.
I heard there was, I don't remember her name, and I feel really bad for even talking on it because I can't remember it, but they brought in a HR department lady who was supposed to be like the head of like the new department for like bettering everybody. And she felt tokenized and used because they were just trying to find a woman that would fix the problem. And she was like, I feel this is not what I wanted to do with my job. Like, this is terrible. I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the amount of people that have been leaving Blizzard and Activision is insane. Even like, I read a story the other day, the original guy who, Jeff Kaplan, who was the lead for Overwatch, apparently he like hid a lot of the corporate bullshit from that team. So a lot of the Overwatch team didn't even know about the Cosby Suite about all this stuff happening because Jeff Kaplan was like hiding them from it and like shielding them from that stuff, which is like, it's a two-edged sword where, yeah, you're protecting your workers, but at the same time, shouldn't they know about the filthy shit that's happening next door? Like, shouldn't they know about stuff too? But you know, I think, you know, good guy Jeff, I think it's awesome that he is trying to help his workers, but at the same time, like, maybe talk about it a little bit and let people know what the fuck is going on. But
yeah,
that's, you know, that's a huge corporation. What do I know about it? These are just my opinions. Come at me if you guys disagree. I doubt anyone's going to disagree with us on this, but I have such a hard time right now supporting anything that these companies put out.
I mean,
even like Diablo 2, I'm struggling so hard.
Yeah, I want to try to buy it too, but I won't, man.
Vicarious Visions, those people, they worked really hard at making this game. Mm-hmm. They need, you know, they need to put food on their table.
Mm-hmm.
But what do we do as consumers to make sure that this shit stops? Because it's gross, and I don't want to support it. And I, once again, I understand that there needs to be some separation between the creator and their overlord, but it's so hard to really find that line and to morally, and I know Colton and I have had a lot of conversations about like my morality and, you know, I hate Chick-fil-A, but I have an iPhone and stuff like that. But it's like in video games, where do I draw the line? Where do you guys draw the line? How do you find that line?
Mm-hmm.
That's always been like a hard question.
It's definitely tough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm definitely not getting Vanguard or Diablo. Same.
Yeah.
It's difficult. I mean, I am 100% in agreement with you. The only thing, the thing that makes it tough is those people that were there doing this, not the people that were there making the game and were just,
they weren't doing the bad
shit. They weren't involved. They were the 100%. You know, and so, you know, but at the same time, is my $60 Call of Duty purchase going to make a difference? No. As far as keeping them hired, no. I mean, it's difficult, and it's you don't want to see this at all. Right. Not to get like, I guess, outside of this world, but like, I mean, even just the whole, I don't know if you two know him, but Zach Stacy video that released this week.
Mm-hmm.
He's a former, oh, you would have known the video, trust me. He's a former Jets, New York Jets running back.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And it, like, I don't know. I have a hard time. It is. I don't get it.
It kind of goes back to like the Slacker's question there about,
is right,
there really anyone good? Yeah.
And I just, I guess what I'm going to finish it with is, I'm not getting the games. And I don't really have a comment on it. I mean,
yeah,
Activision is, but it's the same thing with Blizzard. I mean, it's all just a giant,
mm-hmm,
flaming trash can.
I'm interested to see, because
I guess that's what I'm going to say.
I'm really interested to see what kind of repercussions and what change, not repercussions, but what kind of changes happen and what this lawsuit does against them. Because a good example, and I don't really know because there hasn't been enough stories in the news recently about it, but look at Riot Games. That happened, what, like three years ago or something?
Yeah,
like that,
about.
Where they were doing the same thing. There was sexual misconduct. Men were grabbing each other's junk and shoving their fingers up each other's butts and doing.
Well, I mean, that's different.
Well, yes, yes and no. Yes and no.
No, I'm just totally kidding. Don't cancel me. I'm totally kidding you.
Oh, boy.
Riot has, for the most part, from my understanding, in the worldview, like, they've completely turned around. They hired some HR people and some people to train the team in proper like organization and how to not harass people at work and why the frat boy community, like the frat boy mentality, is a bad idea for your workplace. And I mean, look at Valorant. Valorant is thriving. League of Legends is clearly thriving. They just put out a freaking animated television show.
They have two new games, I think, that came out too, right? Yeah.
Yes.
I think they have a competitive card game coming out.
And I think people are already forgetting too, really quick, Aaron. The same, not to this extent, but I mean, the same thing happened with Ubisoft as well.
Oh, yeah.
Or it might have been just Ubisoft Sweden, but.
The only thing I have to say is, you know, a lot of it comes from, like you were saying, the frat boy mentality. And you have to figure a lot of these people are going to college. And they've been living that college life for 4 years.
Yeah.
Then they go right from college into a job offer to a game dev. And it's like they've been conditioned a certain way because that's how the college, that's not the entire college mentality, but that's how, you know, let's go party, no rules. Like I'm in my early 20s. I can do what I want and get away with it. Like. Right. Right. And that they get hit in the real world and they get in these companies. This kind of stuff happens for years. They get away with it because, well, that's when I was younger. I've grown as a person. No, you haven't, because you were a dirtball then. You're a dirtball now. You're just upset that you got caught.
Exactly.
Right.
I think personally, I think one of the disconnects is the way that colleges are policed when it comes to that kind of frat boy stuff. I mean, look how many times different fraternities and different frat boys got in trouble for multiple things that weren't even in the gaming industry.
It just happened in Lincoln right before we left Omaha, where there was a protest outside of a frat community because some women were mistreated through this frat. And it's disgusting that it's still allowed. And people, colleges know about it. And they're not doing anything about it because that frat revenues money. They pump
that's
money
it. That's entirely it. Rich
and they keep pumping money into the system, man. It there's a lot of issues that need to be changed that unfortunately.
There were issues here when in PA where there was a college where the kid was harassed, and I can't even call it hazing because that's harassment. That's group harassment. He was hazed to the point where he died during one of the hazings. And they're like, well, those kids shouldn't be held responsible. That was just a thing that happens. It's like, no, it's not. That is not okay. You're supposed to go to college to better yourself and your education, not to see how many kegs you and your buddies can kill in, you know, an hour and then go and terrorize the town and the people that live in it. Like, that's not right. What that's about.
I think the big thing, and this is going to come off really douchey, and I don't mean it like this. I think the big thing is a lot of people are upset about the text thread.
Yeah.
Which I get.
No, absolutely.
At the same time, I feel like, why are you mad about the text thread? Why aren't you mad about the Bill Cosby why are you putting more hate into a text thread? Which this isn't what I mean, but like, it was a bunch of idiot tech guys, like, you know, why are you putting more into that than the whole fact that they had, like I said, a Bill Cosby room that they brought him in. Like I
feel, a room. Like of I bad feel like decisions. There's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we just need to. Parents need to raise their kids better.
Well, I mean,
I agree.
That's definitely a parent, but I don't know. That's a whole other discussion I could get into, man.
Do you guys know when a dad joke becomes a dad joke?
No, when?
When it becomes apparent.
When it's apparent.
Oh my. Oh my.
On that note,
well, this was depressing.
I honestly, like, I know we've talked about it multiple times. I know what most of our community is going to say and talk about, but if you're not a part of it, shameless plug again, show notes, the Discord link will be there. Please come talk to us about this stuff. This is stuff like we like to have a place where we can have some sort of civil discourse, but we're not at each other's throats. If there are problems, I will talk to you about it. And I'll make sure that it's known that, hey, this isn't cool. You're going to chill out. Let's have some civil discourse if you disagree with some of the things we're saying. In these serious notes, please come tell me I'm an idiot for thinking that No Man's Sky should have a continual award every single year. But this other like serious stuff, like we do like to have intelligent conversations where people aren't just sprouting hatred and vitriol. Like let's talk about it in a calm manner anyways.
Absolutely.
Come talk to us in our Discord. Aaron?
Yes.
Anything you want to plug?
You know what? I do want to plug. I do want to plug two things, but first, I want to ask you two something. I want to ask you two something here. We're gonna bring it back around. Yeah. Are you two picking up Death's Door on Tuesday?
I have no clue what this game is.
It's essentially Zelda. It's an old top down like they made it. They made a Zelda top down clone.
It looks wonderful. Then,
yes,
and it looks wonderful. And it's only been out on Xbox and Steam. That's it. So like,
no way.
Yeah, for this to come out on Switch and PlayStation, like that's pretty big.
I really want to pick it up, but I unfortunately don't think I'm going to be picking it up anytime soon. It looks wonderful. Yeah, I'm down. I will live vicariously through you guys.
Hell yeah.
Especially if you stream it.
Oh yeah. And that takes me to my other thing, you know.
And where do you stream?
Well, I started streaming on Twitch, so it'd be twitch.tv/KitsuneBytes, and then I'm going to be putting a lot of my streams up on my YouTube channel, which is, again, YouTube, slash KitsuneBytes, or, search KitsuneBytes. I'm doing currently a run through Pokemon Diamond. We have episode one of that hopefully going up on YouTube. I'd say, I don't know, within like the next 2-3 days, because I have to go through like 3 hours worth of video to rifle through. But
you're not just gonna copy and paste the VOD and slap it on there?
No, man. I mean, you don't want
YouTube to see the hour or whatever it was of you trying to get.
We can shave that down and maybe just throw the 2 hours up on there, and you can stick around and watch to the end when I buy a Pokemon Switch Lite. That happened. Ooh. On stream. I mean, I was on my phone, but I didn't
But you showed everybody that you were doing it.
Yeah, I was just sitting there going, "Oh, they're live. I think I'm going to get one."
There you go.
And then, that's essentially
what you your credit card information on the.
Everything I put up, my address, my socials, all that stuff's up there. Just steal my identity.
PO box.
Yeah, social everything. Everything.
Awesome, Nick. Where can they find you?
Well, I know I've been talking about it, and I've been saying, I'm going to try to start streaming. I'm going to make sure that stuff's ready. And every week I don't do it. Today that we are recording this, we did finally go live. We streamed a little bit of Stardew Valley. So we're back at it at Damsel and Dragons on Twitch. I think the wife and I are talking about it. We're trying to figure out when we're going to get it exactly, but Diamond and Pearl are coming soon, and I am going to stream on Wednesdays. I'm going to do a Nuzlocke, or in my world, it's called a Nicklocke. I have never played Generation 4, and I'm going to go through it Nuzlocke and see how it goes. I need to iron out the details with him and figure out when he's going to also do it. But me and Spidey in our Discord I'm not going to plug his Twitch because he's not here. So, ha ha ha. Him and I are planning on doing what we're calling like a rival run. So it's a Nuzlocke, but at the end of every, like, you can only level up your Pokemon to a specific level per gym. And then after each gym fight, you fight each other. Obviously, your Pokemon, the fainting don't count as deaths in this fight, but the loser has to give one of their Pokemon to the winner. And I don't remember if the winner gets to choose or the loser gets to choose. I think it would be more interesting if the loser chooses.
Yeah.
But we're gonna iron out the details and we'll set it like the rule said and post it like when we're doing it.
Oh yeah.
But that'll probably start in like December.
Hopefully yeah. Soon,
but we'll see. What about you, Colt? You got places and things you want to drop for people?
Twitter, ColtBooze45. Other than that. I do the Twitch every now and then, but not really anything consistent or any of that. What you should do, though, is you should go down to the show notes, grab the two of these lovely, beautiful boys, and also grab the link to our Discord and hop on in. If you're already in the Discord or you're already listening to the podcast, or both, preferably, tell your friends and just tell one other person. If everyone tells one other person, double people, boom, and I would just love you forever. Unless your name's Cryptic, then do three people and then I'll love you. Other than that,
I think that the people should know before we sign off, we do need to cancel Cryptic 84.
We do. That's something I wanted to.
If you're listening, please go and tweet # cancel Cryptic 84.
Yes, please. Please do it. Let's get it to number one trending in the United States.
This man has been reigning for far too long,
mm-hmm.
and he's really caught him down a peg.
Yeah, he's been loving what he's been doing for a little too long, and we need to bring that to an end. So
the troll needs to be stopped.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Stop. Hashtag stop the troll. Hashtag cancel Cryptic 84.
There we go. On that note, boys and girls, thank you for another great episode. I hope you like what you heard. If you didn't, one more time, hop down to the show notes, grab that Discord link, and come tell us.
Yeah.
On that note, my lovely buddy Aaron, my lovely buddy Nick, and I guess all three of us, would like to wish you a fantastic day, a fantastic week, a fantastic hour, whatever you need and your heart desires. And on that note, boys and girls, have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.